It started off as a spiritual growth journey, and it led me to becoming an herbalist. And then it led me to becoming the IEA director and applying for that job with the school, which then led me to being a Baby Raven Reads liaison. At that point in time, I'm still a member of ANS and JOM because my kids have been dancing with JOM for my entire life and mine as well. I took a break from being the IEA director and stepped down and became the museum attendant. And it's just been what I thought was a spiritual growth journey has actually morphed more into a cultural curiosity, thriving for information about it and to learn more about my grandparents and my great grandparents and what they fought for my generation to have, and seeing everything that I want for my children, there's nobody else that's going to fight for my kids. So it's led me to being vocal and verbal with the WCA Council at times in the community, regardless, like the trans boundary, the minds, like wanting to get that information out there. I was just excited because, from my understanding, everybody is starting to see that there's certain things that I want in the future for my children and for the next generation to have. JOM needs a consistent home that can't be taken from them again, because that's happened many times throughout my lifetime where JOM's had to move. And it would be amazing for WCH and the city to coordinate together to be able to provide that for them. The other thing is like tribal cards. I love that I'm a Tlingit Haida community member, but Wrangell's my home ancestrally. So when it's been brought up multiple times that since WCA has been recognized as a federally recognized tribe, we should have our own cards. And so that's been something I've been working on behind the scenes of where we could get the grants to go for it, having somebody work up a design that's going to incorporate the WCA seal, like everything. Pretty excited what we're doing behind the scenes.
Do you have a primary goal that you want to focus on?
Cultural center that Esther has already started working on is a huge thing. The tribal cards is another huge thing. And then really making sure that the website is up to date and that it is more open for the Native community to come, the citizens to come to the council meetings to be more active. I'm seeing it with my generation a lot. Unless you're constantly being a part of it, like you're not informed. And we want to make it so that it has a platform where it is more open, it is more accessible as well, like virtually being able to have the website up to date with the minutes. And that's something that there's two websites right now online for WCA, and both of them are extremely out of date.
What makes you a good fit as a tribal council member?
I think it's because this next generation does need to start stepping up and being more actively involved. And I feel that all of the experiences I've had in the last 5 years alone puts me in a position to where I can listen to the community and their needs and relay that in a way that the board can hear, and also with solutions or ways to go about getting what the tribal citizens want as well. I feel like I am a good bridge for the age gap alone.
Anything else you would like to say about this election?
Good luck to all of the other candidates. I'm excited to see what the results will be.